This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, a story now about supply chain problems yet to come. The Ford Motor Company says it sold twice as many electric vehicles in October as it did in the same month a year ago. But as demand for EVs is going up, EV makers are facing yet another shortage of yet another crucial material. Not lithium this time. If you've been following the story, you know lithium's been big. We're talking graphite. The United States imports most of its graphite from China, and that, if you've been following the current Sino-American state of affairs, you will know, presents the Biden administration with a bit of an issue, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Even though they're called lithium cells, that metal only accounts for about 4% of the mineral demand in EV batteries. Graphite makes up more than half, and we're not really mining any of that at home.
The U.S. is presently 100% import dependent for its graphite needs.
That's Anthony Houston. He's CEO of a company called Graphite One.
And really, the U.S. has not mined any graphite for more than 30 years.
Graphite One is trying to create a graphite supply chain in the United States, but onshoring takes time. The company has proposed a mining project in western Alaska, but it has to wait on a feasibility study, then permitting, then construction.
So really, over the next 5 years is when we hope to be up and running.
In the meantime, companies like Tesla that import graphite are paying more for the mineral. The price has climbed by nearly a third since this time last year. That's prodded the American battery technology company to onshore some production, in part by recycling old batteries. Ryan Malcerch is CEO.
So we can recover the majority of components in a battery, purify them all the way back up to battery grade quality, and then sell them back into the domestic market.
But until there's enough domestic supply, U.S. businesses are going to have to import graphite, mostly from China. Morgan Bazillion at the Colorado School of Mines says that could give Beijing leverage.
Will we see pushback on that level of economic warfare from the Chinese?
Last year, the U.S. added graphite to its list of critical minerals. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.